8-7-8-6-6.
Authorize a contract with Brown and Caldwell, Inc. for professional services for the Iverness Pump Station 24-inch pressure line rehabilitation project, number E10887, for $1.1 million.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor and colleagues, the Inverness Pump Station is located near the Columbia Slough in northeast Portland. Like the other 98 pump stations in our city, it moves wastewater through pipes when gravity alone is not sufficient. Brenda Sherwood, project manager, and Paul Sudo, principal engineer from the Bureau of Environmental Services, are here to give us a brief presentation. Welcome.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, commissioners. I'm Paul Sudo with BES for the record. So what we're presenting here today is the first key step in a multi-year program that we have to inspect and rehabilitate the two large force mains that convey sewage from the Inverness Pump Station. These are many miles in length, so they do pose a high risk for the Bureau in the event of any leaks and so forth. So what these projects are driven by is to overall provide reliable conveyance of sewage for the city. And now Brenda, the project manager, will provide the details of the request before you today.
Good morning. I'm Brenda Sherwood with BES Treatment and Pumping Systems Division, project manager for the Inverness Pump Station 24-inch pressure line rehabilitation project. We're here today to request authorization for a PTE contract with Brown and Caldwell for design services for this project. So the Inverness Pump Station 24-inch pressure line has demonstrated signs of corrosion and plugging of its 17 ARV air release valves. ARVs are located and required at high points in a pressure line to relieve any air pockets that might build up from air entrained in the sewage. These air pockets can create areas of increased corrosion and also can decrease the flow capacity of the force main. So this pressure line has been out of service since the early 2000s because of these problems. The objective of the project is to reconfigure the ARVs to provide a long-term reliability, safe operations, and maintenance access. Additionally, this project will perform the preparatory work to facilitate a future detailed inspection and condition assessment and repair project. So the Inverness Pump Station system does consist of two independent pressure lines. The first is a 24-inch ductile iron pipe that was constructed in 1985. The second is a 36-inch pipe that was constructed in 1995. This first project will focus solely on rehabilitating the ARVs on the 24-inch line only. The ARVs were shut off in approximately 1995 due to the plugging and odor issues. And then corrosion was found near the western end around 1998. Because of these issues, the pressure line was taken out of service. These pictures at the bottom show, the first one shows a missing ARV site, and the middle one shows some of the severe corrosion that was found in 1998, and the last shows one of the very corroded ARVs that needs replacing. So this figure shows the approximate location of both pressure lines. On the left, you see the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant, and on the right is the Inverness Pump Station. The magenta line shows our 24-inch force main, which roughly follows Lombard and Columbia Boulevard. The green follows Marine Drive for the 36-inch. So the current request for this PT contract is for not to exceed of $1.1 million. The total project cost is around $6,052,000. The level of confidence is deemed low at this time because it's still in the pre-design phase, and the cost estimate will increase in confidence as the project progresses. The construction cost estimate is currently at $3.9 million, and the current schedule shows it design completed near the end of 2019 with construction completed in 2021. The PTE selection process required advertising for competitive selection. A selection committee reviewed and scored each proposal. Brown and Caldwell was selected in accordance with City Code 5.68, and the negotiated fee is approximately $1.1 million. It does include some optional tasks for additional services depending on permitting requirements for $250,000. The disadvantaged minority women and emerging small business subcontract participation is 20% of the total NTE limit for approximately $220,000. And then just for your information, we will be back for future council requests. We have two more projects. We'll be back first for the construction contract on this project, and then we have the two projects to do the repair and condition assessment on both the 24 and on the 36. So our recommendation is to authorize the execution of this PTE contract with Brown Caldwell for not to exceed contract limit of $1.1 million. Any questions?
Commissioner Fritz.
I had to step out, so I may have missed this, but why are we replacing it now if it's been out of service for almost 20 years?
Because this is one of our critical force mains. It's approximately 10 miles long, and this 36-inch has been in service for the past 10 years and is already starting to show some signs of failures. So we need to get this force main up and running so that we can use it to take the other force main off and do condition assessment on it as well.
Thank you.
Public testimony.
Yes, I show three people signed up. Please come on up. I have Stilla Magux, Enduro Life, and Mimi Gurman.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Mimi Gurman. I have a quick question about the last thing that this woman said. Is it possible to go back and the very last thing that she said in the transcript? I can't remember what it was.
Mimi, why don't you state your concern, and I'll have her come back.
Well, that's a thing. I know what it was. So the pipe needs to get rebuilt now. After it was your question to her. So how long was that pipe supposed to last in the first place? Was it supposed to last longer? Why didn't people know it was supposed to last longer and that it wouldn't last longer? And we're at 10 years, and now they're asking for $6 million to redo this thing. That's my question there. So thanks, Carla, but I don't need that. So in the beginning of when you were calling up this person, I noticed that the council has this amazing way to process and look at all the ins and outs of these reports that come in, whatever they're called, the projects that come in. And they're so you're often thorough with how you look at the questions. And I don't understand why we can't do that with ICE in Portland, why we can't use that same kind of questioning with the police in Portland, and why we can't do that kind of questioning when our people get shot by the police directly by Chief Outlaw's orders on our streets. It's weird to me that you can talk to people who are talking about pipes and sewage and whatever the thing is, moving buildings, creating buildings, in this line of questioning, but you can't use the same line of questioning when it involves the safety of activists in our city and residents in our city.
Is that a question?
It is a question.
Okay, I will answer it briefly, and you know, I know you, so I'm taking a little bit of leave here that I would not take. I'm making an exception. There are very specific processes in place for those conversations, and it starts with the use of force directives, which regularly go out for public review, feedback, input. Lots of different people, institutions, and organizations provide feedback on the use of force directives. With regard to specific police tactics, we actually have a dual investigative process, which, by the way, is being used for, you know, there were some people here earlier before you got here asking questions about that. And I made note of the fact that from an internal policy perspective, we have an investigative process. And we also have an independent external process through the independent police review process. Plus, there are also commissions that have the ability to look at these things and PSEP will be up soon that also has broad latitude to discuss these things, take public input, and bring people in for these conversations. So unless there is a specific item relating to these things on the agenda, it doesn't get taken up in this particular forum, but I assure you there are many other forums where this information is taken up.
Well, I have 54 seconds left. So what I would like to say is that the line of questioning when this woman needs to come back up here, or this department, whatever the department is, has to come back up here, it's a direct back and forth at this table, and we get to be here for that. We, the community, gets to be here. But we, the community, does not get to be involved in situations that involve IPR and the new PSEP. And I know, I tried to get in, PDX Law Girl tried to get in, a whole bunch of us tried to get that interview. None of us got that interview. So the line of questioning is still something that's of concern. How do we actually make a difference with things that matter, like our lives on the streets, when there's corruption going on with ICE in our city, in our sanctuary city?
Well, I would simply say, again, we have very specific processes that are in place to review that information. You have a police chief who, and I don't want to go back and give the whole statement I gave at the beginning of the meeting, and I would encourage you to review it. There are many opportunities for direct community engagement and feedback. And in fact, we had a number of people here earlier today who are asking questions, and we didn't have a terribly packed agenda. I took a personal liberty, and I answered some of those questions. So I would encourage you to go back and review that record.
So thank you, Mimi. Let me invite the team back, and I'll answer your question if you want to take your seat.
Thank you.
Let's have our crack team back. I think I know the answer to this, and it has a little bit to do with the way we take limited resources and do triage in our system. Paul, would you take a crack at answering her question?
Sure. If I understood the question correctly, it was there's a few parts to it. One is how long do we expect the force mains to last?
Yeah.
And then why, if it's been out of service for 10 years, why have we waited so long?
Good.
Okay. So
Ms. German has nodded twice, so I think those are the two questions. So why don't you take a crack at answering
them? All right. So in general, when we set out to design an improvement for force mains, we target about a 50-year life. So it's in that 30 to 50-year horizon typically. This force main did not last that long. There was, I think, some damage noticed back in the 90s, about 10 years after it was constructed. So I think during the construction and design of that original force main, the conditions were slightly different. There were some lining failures, too, that had accelerated it. And part of the issue was also tied to these air relief valves that Brenda had in her presentation, that those weren't operated. They were in a very challenging operation situation, the way they were originally designed and built, which required them to be closed down to prevent odor issues in the community, and that accelerated the breakdown, so to speak.
So we didn't get the, if you will, the shelf life for this force main that we would normally expect, and it had partly to do with the unique conditions of where it was built and some of the technology.
Yeah.
And then the second question is, why are we waiting 10 years to address the problem?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the main reason is we had the 36-inch line in service during the last 10 years, and it had been performing fine. But now we're starting to see flags and concerns with that. And we know here it takes years to implement a project to rehabilitate a line. So what we need to do is get that. We can't wait anymore to not rehabilitate that 24-inch right now. So we're kind of at the end of our waiting period, so to speak.
Right. So there's a risk assessment. And what we don't want to have happen, though, is the remaining functioning pipe fail, in which case we've got a serious problem because there's a lot of flow that comes through this pump station. So with some sense of urgency in moving this thing forward. And Mayor, that concludes our presentation.
Very good. Thank you. Please call the roll.
No, it says it goes to a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. Moves to second reading. 867.